The word today is needs. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible Teacher Douglas Schrader. We are often tempted to worry about things over which we have little control, like our income, our house, or car repairs. The future may seem uncertain and concerning, but God reminds us that He cares for the birds and flowers, so surely He will meet our needs. He asks us to trust that He will provide all that we need, and moreover, provide for us eternally through Jesus. Here with more on this encouraging topic is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Needs.
I remember when my sister and I were younger, Pastor Paul, our father, would try to teach us a basic principle about needs. He said, you have to distinguish between a need and a want. Something that you must have is a need. But so many times, we simply want something, and we think we need it, but the truth is we really don't. There is, in sociology, a hierarchy of needs for humans that we have to have food, clothing, protection, or somewhere to lay our head. But we don't need the vast majority of other things. They are simply wants. Jesus has some very important advice for us to give us comfort so that we don't get stressed out chasing after things that we want. Instead, He focuses on the things that we need that God the Father is providing us. In Matthew chapter 6, starting at verse 25, He says, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow? They do not labor or spin, yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will He not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. I remember reading in Matthew chapter 25 about Jesus talking to the two groups of people at the judgment. They had been raised from the dead, and all of the nations had been gathered before Him, and He divides them into two groups of people. And to the one He says, I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. And He goes through a listing of things that these people did in the name of Jesus. And then there were the others on the other side who did not do these sorts of things in the name of Jesus. And the consequences is that those who put their love into action, meeting others' basic needs, were commended and they get to go to eternal life. And those who didn't care, who didn't show the love of Christ in practical ways, meeting the needs of others, are condemned and they go into everlasting destruction. It's very important for us to understand that God the Father will provide for our needs, and that we, in turn, are to spend our time and energy looking to provide for others' needs. In Matthew chapter 6, we're told, don't worry because God has it. He has created us. He has prepared the world with all the resources we need. He's taken care of even the flowers and the birds. So why wouldn't he take care of us? Sometimes it's difficult for people that have plenty more than enough to appreciate some of the difficulties in life. Individuals that are scraping by, people that are trying to get food and clothing, and how difficult that can be. Passages like Matthew 6 are very comforting and very helpful to people that are having difficult times, because it assures that God is going to give them what they need to survive. But many of us have it so good that we are tempted to turn things that are simply wants, all kinds of trappings and extras, and then we start thinking we need them. And then we get all stressed out. If we can't get what we want, then we start getting upset or agitated, and our standard of living is falling and things like this. It's kind of nonsense. It's putting all of this emphasis on the here and now, all on the material world, instead of the spiritually important things, the critical things of faith, the relationships, and the love that God wants to have us receive from others and share with them. Sometimes humanity thinks that all the resources in the world are running out and therefore we have to hoard things. On the other hand, some people think, well, we can fix whatever we need for the future. So if we use up what we have now, it's no big deal. We'll figure it out in the future. I think both of those can be dangerous situations where you're not being a good steward of what you have. In the first case, you're trying to get it all and put your confidence in the material things around you. And in the second case, you're not being a good steward and conserving what the Lord has given you and using it well. There was a passage in Joshua where after the Israelites crossed over the Jordan River and fought for the promised land, Joshua says, "Choose you this day whom you will serve." And there's an interesting thing about that passage, because after all the 40 years in the wilderness, after all the time that the Israelites had seen the miracles of God, they'd been delivered from Egypt by the mighty hand of God. Then they had been sustained and supported in the wilderness. Their clothes did not wear out. God gave them manna from heaven to eat, to feed them. He brought water from rock more than once in order to sate the people's thirst. And Joshua then says, "Choose whom you will serve." And the problem was that the people were still glomming onto idols. They were still holding on to these other religions. And Joshua called them to get rid of your idols. Throw them away. They're worthless. They could not save them. It is so tempting for us to hold on to this world, to seek comfort and security in the physical things around us, the worldly things around us. And it takes a really bold step of faith to choose to put your trust in Jesus Christ, to join his kingdom and put the focus on spiritual things as opposed to material things. Jesus reminds us that we have a heavenly Father. He is going to be looking after our physical needs. He's going to ensure that we will get what we need. And most importantly, he is preparing an eternal home for us. Jesus says in Matthew 6, verse 33, "Seek first his kingdom," that is God's kingdom, "and righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." I hope that you will change your mind and attitude if you've been trying to seek security and get certainty by piling up things in this world, or if it's been too important what you have in relation to what other people have. Please let that go. None of these things will be able to save you. none of these things will get you through the gate of heaven. Instead, let's focus on learning about Jesus. Let's focus on developing our characteristics of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These are the fruit of the Spirit, the things that we are supposed to be developing as Christians. There's a very comforting passage in Luke 12, verses 32 to 34. In those verses, Jesus says, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for the Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom." If the Lord is setting up to give us an eternal inheritance, if through Jesus he has defeated sin and death and given us forgiveness of sins, planning for us a resurrection so that we will spend eternity with him, if this is the big plan and the big gift that God has given for us, is he going to not provide for us in the meantime, in the interim? That would be like suggesting that someone has a big plan for their child to someday attend college, and they're going to support the child so that they can go through and get a degree and work and grow up to be an adult, but they're not going to provide for their daily needs as they're a small child. That's unthinkable. God has such a huge plan for us, and I want you to understand that in Jesus Christ, he has a plan for eternity for you. So he's not going to fail to give you what you need now. Jesus, when he was talking with the two women, Mary and Martha, Martha was very distracted. And Jesus said about Mary, who was listening to him, "She has chosen what is better. There's only one thing that is needed." And I hope you will come to Jesus and focus on him. Put the emphasis on him and the life he will give you. God the Father will provide for us for what we need physically. We don't have to be like pagans running around. Put your hope and trust in Christ, and God the Father will provide everything that you need for your life.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.